Poem 24, Fox and Finches. My wife carried home an unwounded body, still limp, a bright, soft touch in fur, and called me to witness something wild become so still. I bore him to the field before a snow and set him out for others to feed. Snow followed snow. When I returned, he had been scooped out, taken to pieces, whose pieces I gathered, bagged, roped to dry on a porch removed from wind. Only the cold made its way in. In May, finches found it, a suspended place safe from hawk and snake. Unmindful of the set-aside corpse whose space they shared, they dropped from the maple and curved under the roof, each packing beakfuls of tuft and grass, and made their nest burrowed round the rounded tail and picked fur from its jaws to pad their lair. When the eggs broke open, the cries of the feeding hatchlings anointed those bones they might have fled.